nearer home, Jeremy Goss, who I'm sure everyone is delighted is back at the NNAB, talks about one of his current projects.
Hello there, this is Mark Smith. I've come along the corridor to have a chat to a colleague here at the NNAB, and with me I've got Jeremy Goss. Now, Jeremy, you're well known to people throughout Norwich with your footballing skills previously, but now in a different disguise, you're NNAB fundraising manager. And I know you've been tasked with one very big event for the NNAB this year, and that's going to be the NNAB Summer Ball taking place on the 26th of June at the Norfolk Showground. So can you tell us, Jeremy, what's it like to be involved with organising a ball?
Hello, Mark. Thanks for talking to us today. It's a unique opportunity for the charity. It's a huge challenge for the charity. To organise, create, manage and gain maximum exposure and profit from what is arguably the biggest show ball in East Anglia. On an annual event, the Royal Norfolk Agriculture Association allow a charity to use their premises up there and the facility within the Norfolk Showground to stage a glamorous, prestigious show ball, which is exactly what this is. And basically, it's a celebration that is prior to the two-day event, the Norfolk Show, which happens. On the 26th of June, we have that opportunity to run this show ball on behalf of the charity. But of course, you need a consortium and you need a committee and you need lots of people to contribute to make this as successful as we possibly can. And one of the organisations that's connected with each and every charity that runs this event on an annual affair is Softly Events. Sarah Softly, who heads up Softly Events, works alongside us here at the charity with a chosen committee, and all of us have jobs to do, and all of us contribute as best we possibly can in filling some 800 seats.
That sounds a huge task.
There's a lot of people. In history, we've here in this particular room organised several show balls, gala balls, to the maximum of 10, 12 tables, Mark. When I say here in this room, I mean the staff members in the fundraising department.
Yes.
Have organised several smaller show balls. And I've got to say, they've not been that easy, because you really have to rely a lot on the business community to support you. And there's lots of charities out there who are tapping on the door of the business sector. So that was hard enough. But to suddenly be tasked with 800 seats, 80 tables of 10, is a massive leap, a huge jump and a massive challenge for all of us. And at the moment, we're meeting each challenge day by day, week by week. And we're doing okay. We're not there yet. And we're certainly not regarding this as being a walk in the park. It's been difficult. It still will be difficult, but what a chance for the charity, the NNAB, to promote itself and raise the awareness and profile of itself as well. And of course, the most important thing, to bring in valuable funds that we need.
Absolutely. And presumably on the night, you've got entertainment and that kind of thing, have you?
Yeah, the night will be as any other show ball is in the way it's constructed. There'll be a wine reception. There will be a three-course meal, in this case a four-course meal. There will be musical entertainment from two bands, one of the bands called Excite, a 12-piece band, and another band called Fortissimo, who are, as I mentioned, three individuals who are tenors and will do kind of opera singing throughout or between each section of the meals to entertain the people that are there. Finally, there's a raffle and an auction. Now, the raffle itself has been, we've been kindly helped out a great deal by Anglian farmers who are bringing in a lot of items themselves there for that one. And the auction items, we have around about 45 auction items on the night.
That's brilliant.
Oh, it's excellent. We've done really, really well on this. And that's just not the fundraising department. There's many, many people who have contributed to bringing these items in. And Mark, that's where the profit for the charity is going to be made.
Yeah, yes.
Each and every table, for example, if there is 80 tables of 10, on each table will be an iPad, and on the iPad will be listed each and every auction item. So at will and at your leisure, you'll click through each item, see what takes your fancy, make a bid, place a bid on that particular item, and it registered throughout the whole of the room on every other iPad around the town.
So that's a quite a unique way of doing things.
It's a brilliant way of doing things, because you can imagine, 45, if one auctioneer stood up and started to go through 45 auction items, we'd all be asleep, because it'll take 4 hours to get through. So this is a really, really good way of doing that. And it's going to work, it'll work well, and we're very grateful for those people who have given us auction items. So basically a standard run-of-the-mill show ball that's done at a very high level. And that's how I'm describing the event.
Gosh. And is it taking place in an indoor building or in a marquee?
No, it's an indoor building, but again, unique in its makeup. There's a marquee within it.
Ah.
So that again is something different and something unique. However, the RNAA, who are dealing with this, have offered the same building every year, and the same marquee is put up into that building every single year. So it's not new to them. They run it on an annual basis. They give a different charity each year to benefit from it. So it's just different and challenging and unique for us as the NNAB.
Yeah, well, that sounds all sounds very exciting.
Absolutely.
And do people approach softly directly if they want to buy tickets, or do they come to you? Or
no, to buy the tickets, they go to Softly Events. And I've got a detail here in which they can contact Softly Events. It's either by email, bookings@softlyevents.co.uk, or by telephone in 01603 757 658 if they wish to purchase a ticket or indeed a table. There's a sponsorship element in which I'm taking care of, or responsible for, I should say, yes, for the particular show ball. And please contact me, jeremygoss@nnab.org.uk, if you are interested in any type of sponsorship surrounding the show ball. And we're doing very well, Mark, at the moment. We've got 5 or 6 sponsors in. Our main sponsor, our headline sponsor, is N.W. Brown.
Just going to ask you about that, yes.
N.W. Brown, a financial advice organisation in the city, very well established, very well respected, have kindly supported us by giving us a substantial amount of money to become the main sponsor of the whole event. So we're absolutely delighted with that as well. Barrett & Cook, Almery Green, Pym & Co, the Angling Farmers, NR Care and the Snelling Trust have all been other organisations that have contributed as well in regards to sponsorship. So really pleased, really delighted of how that's gone, and obviously very, very grateful and appreciative for how they've contributed in such great ways to this particular show ball and contributed to the NNAB.
Yeah, and that obviously must be very pleasing for you with all the work that yourself and the committee are putting in to begin to see that the efforts are beginning to sort of pay dividends a little bit.
Yes, we can see some light at the end of the tunnel, but I've been working on this for some 4 or 5 months now, minimum, and it hasn't been easy. So it has taken a lot of time and a lot of effort, but a lot of contribution, as I've mentioned, from the business community who have jumped on board to back us as a charity and back this event. Also individuals who have given us the auction item and have given us the raffle prizes. So the committee itself that's designed here at the NNAB, the RNAA, Softly Events, just to name a few of the people who have really, really got their hands dirty in making this happen. And still a long way to go, Mark, but so far, yes, we're doing okay.
Well, we wish you all the best for your preparations.